36. O son of dust, the wise are they that speak not unless they obtain a hearing, even as the cupbearer who proffereth not his cup till he findeth a seeker, and the lover who crieth not out from the depths of his heart until he gazeth upon the beauty of his beloved. Wherefore, sow the seeds of wisdom and knowledge in the pure soil of the heart, and keep them hidden till the hyacinths of divine wisdom spring from the heart, and not from mire and clay. 37. In the first line of the tablet it is recorded and written, and within the sanctuary of the tabernacle of God is hidden, O my servant, abandon not for that which perisheth an everlasting dominion, and cast not away celestial sovereignty for a worldly desire. This is the river of everlasting life that hath flowed from the wellspring of the pen of the merciful. Well is it with them that drink. 38. O Son of Spirit, burst thy cage asunder, and even as the phoenix of love soar into the firmament of holiness, renounce thyself, and filled with the Spirit of mercy, abide in the realm of celestial sanctity. 39. O offspring of dust, be not content with the ease of a passing day, and deprive not thyself of everlasting rest. Barter not the garden of eternal delight for the dust heap of a mortal world. Up from thy prison ascend unto the glorious meads above, and from thy mortal cage wing thy flight unto the paradise of the placeless. 40. O my servant, free thyself from the fetters of this world, and loose thy soul from the prison of self. Seize thy chance, for it will come to thee no more. 41. O son of my handmaid, didst thou behold immortal sovereignty, thou wouldst strive to pass from this fleeting world. But to conceal the one from thee and to reveal the other is a mystery which none but the pure in heart can comprehend. 42. O my servant, purge thy heart from malice, and innocent of envy, enter the divine court of holiness. 43. O my friends, walk ye in the ways of the good pleasure of the friend, and know that his pleasure is in the pleasure of his creatures. That is, no man should enter the house of his friend save at his friend's pleasure, nor lay hands upon his treasure, nor prefer his own will to his friend's, and in no wise seek an advantage over him. Ponder this, ye that have insight. 44. O companion of my throne, hear no evil, and see no evil. Abase not thyself, neither sigh and weep. Speak no evil, that thou mayest not hear it spoken unto thee. And magnify not the faults of others, that thine own faults may not appear great. And wish not the abasement of any one, that thine own abasement be not exposed. Live then the days of thy life, that are less than a fleeting moment, with thy mind stainless, thy heart unsullied, thy thoughts pure, and thy nature sanctified, so that, free and content, thou mayest put away this mortal frame, and repair unto the mystic paradise, and abide in the eternal kingdom for evermore. 45. Alas, alas, O lovers of worldly desire, even as the swiftness of lightning ye have passed by the beloved one, and have set your hearts on satanic fancies. Ye bow the knee before your vain imaginings, and call it truth. Ye turn your eyes towards the thorn, and name it a flower. Not a pure breath have ye breathed, nor hath the breeze of detachment been wafted from the meadows of your hearts. Ye have cast to the winds the loving counsels of the beloved, and have effaced them utterly from the tablet of your hearts. And even as the beast of the field, ye move and have your being within the pastures of desire and passion. 46. O brethren in the path, wherefore have ye neglected the mention of the loved one, and kept remote from his holy presence? The essence of beauty is within the peerless pavilion, set upon the throne of glory. Whilst ye busy yourselves with idle contentions, the sweet savours of holiness are breathing, and the breath of bounty is wafted, yet ye are all sorely afflicted and deprived thereof. Alas, for you and for them that walk in your ways and follow in your footsteps. 47. O children of desire, put away the garment of vainglory, and divest yourselves of the attire of haughtiness. 48. In the third of the most holy lines, writ and recorded in the ruby tablet, by the pen of the unseen, this is revealed. O brethren, be forbearing one with another, and set not your affections on things below. Pride not yourselves on your glory, and be not ashamed of abasement. By my beauty I have created all things from dust, and to dust will I return them again. 49. O children of dust, tell the rich of the midnight sighing of the poor, lest heedlessness lead them into the path of destruction, and deprive them of the tree of wealth. To give and to be generous are attributes of mine. Well is it with him that adorneth himself with my virtues. 50. O quintessence of passion, put away all covetousness and seek contentment. For the covetous hath ever been deprived, and the contented hath ever been loved and praised. 51. O son of my handmaid, be not troubled in poverty, nor confident in riches, for poverty is followed by riches, and riches are followed by poverty. Yet to be poor in all save God is a wondrous gift. Belittle not the value thereof, for in the end it will make thee rich in God, and thus thou shalt know the meaning of the utterance, "In truth ye are the poor," and the holy words, "God is the all-possessing," shall, even as the true morn, break forth gloriously resplendent upon the horizon of the lover's heart, and abide secure on the throne of wealth. 52. O children of negligence and passion, ye have suffered my enemy to enter my house, and have cast out my friend. For ye have enshrined the love of another than me in your hearts. Give ear to the sayings of the friend, and turn towards his paradise. Worldly friends, seeking their own good, appear to love one the other, whereas the true friend hath loved and doth love you for your own sakes. Indeed, he hath suffered for your guidance countless afflictions. Be not disloyal to such a friend, nay, rather hasten unto him. Such is the day star of the word of truth and faithfulness that hath dawned above the horizon of the pen of the Lord of all names. Open your ears, that ye may hearken unto the word of God, the help in peril, the self-existent. 53. O ye that pride yourselves on mortal riches, Know ye in truth that wealth is a mighty barrier between the seeker and his desire, the lover and his beloved, the rich but for a few shall in no wise attain the court of his presence, nor enter the city of content and resignation. Well is it then with him who, being rich, is not hindered by his riches from the eternal kingdom, nor deprived by them of imperishable dominion. By the most great name, the splendor of such a wealthy man shall illuminate the dwellers of heaven, even as the sun enlightens the people of the earth. 54. O ye rich ones on earth, the poor in your midst are my trust. Guard ye my trust, and be not intent only on your own ease. 55. O son of passion, cleanse thyself from the defilement of riches, and in perfect peace advance into the realm of poverty, that from the wellspring of detachment thou mayest quaff the wine of immortal life. 56. O my son, the company of the ungodly increaseth sorrow, whilst fellowship with the righteous cleanse the rust from off the heart. He that seeketh to commune with God, let him betake himself to the companionship of his loved ones, and he that desireth to hearken unto the word of God, let him give ear to the words of his chosen ones. 57. O son of dust, beware, walk not with the ungodly, and seek not fellowship with him, for such companionship turneth the radiance of the heart into infernal fire. 58. O son of my handmaid, wouldst thou seek the grace of the Holy Spirit, enter into fellowship with the righteous, for he hath drunk the cup of eternal life at the hands of the immortal cupbearer, and even as the true morn doth quicken and illumine the hearts of the dead. 59. O heedless ones, think not the secrets of hearts are hidden. Nay, know ye of a certainty that in clear characters they are engraved and are openly manifest in the holy presence. 60. O friends, verily I say, whatsoever ye have concealed within your hearts is to us open and manifest as the day. But that it is hidden is of our grace and favor, and not of your deserving. 61. O Son of Man, a dewdrop out of the fathomless ocean of my mercy I have shed upon the peoples of the world, yet found none turn thereunto, inasmuch as every one hath turned away from the celestial wine of unity unto the foul dregs of impurity, and, content with mortal cup, hath put away the chalice of immortal beauty. Vile is that wherewith he is contented. 62. O son of dust, turn not away thine eyes from the matchless wine of the immortal beloved, and open them not to the foul immortal dregs. Take from the hands of the divine cupbearer the chalice of immortal life, that all wisdom may be thine, and that thou mayest hearken unto the mystic voice calling from the realm of the invisible. Cry aloud, ye that are of low aim, wherefore have ye turned away from my holy and immortal wine unto evanescent water? 63. O ye peoples of the world, know verily that an unforeseen calamity followeth you. and grievous retribution awaiteth you. Think not that which ye have committed hath been effaced in my sight. By my beauty, all your doings hath my pen graven with open characters upon tablets of chrysolite. 64. O oppressors on earth, withdraw your hands from tyranny, for I have pledged myself not to forgive any man's injustice. This is my covenant, which I have irrevocably decreed in the preserved tablet and sealed with my seal. 65. O rebellious ones, my forbearance hath emboldened you, and my long suffering hath made you negligent, in such wise that ye have spurred on the fury charger of passion into perilous ways that lead unto destruction. Have ye thought me heedless, or that I was unaware? 66. O immigrants, the tongue I have designed for the mention of me, defile it not with detraction. If the fire of self overcome you, remember your own faults, and not the faults of my creatures, inasmuch as every one of you knoweth his own self better than he knoweth others. 67. O children of fancy, know verily that while the radiant dawn breaketh above the horizon of eternal holiness, the satanic secrets and deeds done in the gloom of night shall be laid bare and manifest before the peoples of the world.